Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey everybody, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Ben Holderness, and I am especially excited that you have decided to join us on today's Holderness Family Podcast. I've been wanting to do this for a long time.
Our game, Family Face-Off, is available for pre-sale today, and we're going to put a link in the show notes so you can check it out or go to familyfaceoff.com. to learn more.
And guess what's going to happen here, okay? We want to bring this game to you and show you how it works. And I've always wanted to have more of you. I'm not looking at Kim. I'm looking at you. I wanted to have more of you in this podcast. I love meeting people who listen to our podcast and who consume our content. It's always an interesting conversation. And so what we're doing is we're combining these two things. We're combining you
and me
and Kim with Family Face-Off.
Yeah, so this is going to be interesting. We've never done this before.
It's a call-in show.
So it's going to be a call-in show in which the folks calling in are going to help us play our game, but we're not in the same room, and they don't currently have the game.
Right.
So it's going to be comedy.
We're ambushing them with the game, and they're going to hopefully like it. If they don't,
we're going to cut it out. We'll just edit it out.
We'll edit it out, or we'll just rethink our lives.
Yes.
Which, no, I think they're going to like it. And let's talk a little bit about this game. You heard me say Family Face-Off before, and I stumbled. It's because this is the evolution of another game that we made if you followed us for a long time.
It was called Family Showdown.
Yep.
And hot tip, if you launch a game on Kickstarter, you should trademark it right away because like somebody else's trademark. I mean, just to be completely honest, we didn't know what we were doing.
I like Family Face-Off more.
I do too.
Yeah, but take that.
But this is an evolution of that because we loved making that. But we aren't game designers. So we had this beautiful board and all these cards and everything. And it was beautiful, but it was the feedback we got is we love your game. It's really big.
Yeah.
And so to take it, we wanted this to be something you can play in 10 minutes or take up an entire rainy day. You know, you're getting kids out of the seats. It's so much fun, a lot of laughter. But because it was so cumbersome, we needed to pare it down.
And so if any of you work in manufacturing or in any type of, I don't know, production, you've heard the term scalable.
Yeah.
We made what we think is a scalable board game that you can play in 10 minutes or you can go over and over, and it could be a rainy day and all of a sudden there's been 2 hours and you're having fun with your family.
Yeah. So a little about the game. There's two teams. You can have younger players play with older players. We've tested this all different age groups and tons of fun. There are four categories. It's Act It. So it's our kind of version of charades. So very simple charades. Guess It, which is Penn's favorite category. It's sort of a fill in the blank singing karaoke type category. Find It. This is a timed, everything's timed, by the way.
Yeah.
Kind of scavenger hunt inside your house. You have to run and physically touch something, or house rules. If maybe your, you know, mobility is an issue, you can actually spot it. And then Face Off, that you can do either a mental or physical challenge, and that category is worth 3 points.
You heard Kim say if you can or if you can't do something. You heard her mention house rules. We put a lot of thought in this to make sure that really anyone could play this who could read or understand, you know, that basic communication, which means at a younger age, at an older age, if you've got any sort of accessibility issue, we wanted to make that something that you could work around. So it was very important to us, and we think we did an okay job with that. Also, on the topic of trying to make it easier, there's also a free app companion. We're not going to use that today, but it'll help keeping a score. Or do you want to use it?
I'm going to use it so you can hear.
Maybe I should say you may not see it, but it's a cool app that will double as a timer if you don't want to use our lovely hourglass timer, and also for keeping score. And also when time is up, you will hear Kim and I's voices sampled into it that are kind of... Well, isn't it interesting just hearing yourself on a timer, though?
Yeah, I know, right? It is interesting.
What was your thoughts on that?
It was fun to record.
It was fun to record.
So it's the first team to 20, or you can do 40 house rules. You can win. So our kids are older now, and so our house rules are when we do find it, they actually have to like lift the object to the best of their ability and carry it back in. We do a lot of the physical showdowns, and so we make it a little harder. We've had younger families test that make it a little easier, and everybody has fun.
I want to very quickly thank all of the people who helped get this game up and running. I will go back to my old buddy, Scott Wingo, who was the first person who came up to me several years ago and was like, you guys should try a board game, and really helped shepherd us through the original Family Showdown. When we decided to reinvigorate it, the next and biggest thank you has to go to Sam Pressman. You may have heard her as Sam Allen, one of our team members. She is a gamer at heart, and she was the one who asked our team, hey, I love this game, but could I take a crack at reimagining it? And she was the one who really came out with the blueprint for this new game. She's on her honeymoon or just getting back from it right now. So we'd have her probably on with us for this.
Yes, and so it's essentially a card game now. And also the mouth guard game, Watch a Mouth, that hilariously popular game. We love that game. So the team behind that imagined that game, we partnered with the Watch a Mouth team to really help us streamline manufacturing. They are game people. So, you know, they played it, they tested it, they refined it, they helped us with all the categories. So a big thank you to everyone on our team and theirs. And they've been incredible, incredible partners. And I'm so excited for this launch. Go to familyfaceoff.com to learn more. We'll have an Amazon link in our
show notes
here and everywhere so you can pre-order. And should we get to, I'm a little nervous. Should we get to it?
Let's do it. I mean, just so you know, here's how we did this. And by the way, this is our 50th episode of the year.
Mm.
This is our bicentennial. No, that's not the right term.
This
is our half centennial.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Bicentennial
is 200. This is our semi-centennial. Anyway, we asked you guys to write us if you wanted to play the game on the show with us today. We had over 50 emails that came back very quickly. So if you wrote to us and we didn't get to you, our producer, Anne-Marie, will be reaching out. Also, if this goes horribly wrong, we are going to blame Anne-Marie on this because that's just fun for us.
Yeah, and if this goes really well, I think, should we try Colin's show in the future?
Well, first of all, we take the credit if this goes well.
Yeah, 100%. It's our, that's how we operate a team, is like we blame people and then we just take all the credit.
I love the idea of a Colin show. I think it's one of those things where if you listen to sports radio, that's a big part of it, or even regular radio. And if you have you have to have like a good screener, right? And if we can, if this is all up to, again, all up to Anne-Marie. If Anne-Marie wants to take the time to screen calls, I don't know if that's like on her level of... I don't know where that is on her pay grade situation. She does some really important stuff for us, but if she wants to screen calls, we are down with this.
Yeah.
100%.
Okay.
Stay tuned. We're coming right back.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh.
Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Our first guest is Amy from Savannah, Georgia. She was the very first person to email us. So I gotta say, points for being first. Amy frequently hosts game nights with friends and is self-described as being pretty competitive. She's an Army wife and mother of 13-year-old twins, bless. She really loves reality competition shows like Survivor, The Amazing Race, MTV's The Challenge, and Great British Baking Show. And let me tell you, The Great British Baking Show is my favorite. I mean, I love The Amazing Race, obviously. That's like our favorite, but like second to that, a baking show.
And I want to ask her about the Savannah Bananas if we have time.
Yes.
They're taking over the world.
Welcome, Amy.
Yes. Can you hear me?
There we go.
Hey, I got it.
Hello, Amy.
Hi, it did a last minute update, so sorry I'm late.
You're fine.
Don't you love that? I love that. And it only happens when I need to be so. No, well, thank you for being here.
Hey, thanks for letting me. I'm super excited and super nervous.
No, okay,
don't be nervous.
Don't be nervous. Okay,
because
we actually have. We don't really know how this is going to go. We're
more nervous than you.
So Anne-Marie explained it to you that like we're going to be doing one of the categories. So with Amy. Welcome, first of all. We're going to be doing one of the categories of our new game, and we chose for you our mental face-off category. So you
you were profiled as by Anne-Marie as someone who would be good at this challenge, and you and Kim are going to go face-to-face. Here's how it works. I don't know if this is inspired by sort of a car game we have with our families. We have a topic, and you have to name something that fills that topic, and then Kim does it, and then you do it, and you go back and forth until someone either repeats something that's been said or becomes flustered mentally and can't answer. And
after a couple seconds,
that'll be determined. I'm going to be the judge, and I'm going to give you like a 3-2-1 once I can tell you're flustered, and you can still beat the buzzer there. Okay?
Okay.
And so this is head-to-head Kim
versus
and Amy from Savannah. Are you ready to do this? And then we'll spend a little more time catching up afterwards.
Maybe do a practice round?
No, there's no practice round.
No practice round.
Amy, you're going to do great.
You're going to do great. Yeah. Okay. So Penn, choose the card.
Okay. This is the mental face-off?
Yeah.
Okay. They're upside down. Name a sit-down restaurant.
Oh.
Red Robin.
She's in.
Why can't I think of a sit-down restaurant?
Are you kidding me?
Cowfish.
Thank you.
Texas Roadhouse.
Chili's.
Red Lobster.
Why can't I think of anything? Applebee's.
Olive Garden.
Why can't I think of anything?
Three.
No. Piccadilly.
Piccadilly?
Old Pink House.
sushi place. Sono Sushi.
Oh my gosh, you just got that. She did. She knew.
P.F. Chang's.
Cheesecake Factory.
There we go. She got her. That always kills people when you think of their next one.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
She got it.
Okay. Oh my god. Pizza Hut.
Is that still a sit-down restaurant?
I don't know.
I guess I could tell you there is one where we used to live in northern New York.
Okay,
okay,
that'll work.
So that'll that works. Work. Okay.
At least one.
Okay, all right, quit stalling, Amy. You got to do one.
Oh, Bob Evans.
What is it?
Bob Evans.
Bob Evans.
Three,
Evans.
Two, one. Amy! Okay, Amy.
Why do I get so flustered?
I feel like Amy being from New York, it was helpful, but I feel like she just envisioned one strip mall where all of these things were and just was running down the strip mall.
Yep, got it.
Yeah. Should we do another one?
Do you want to? I mean, we've got 1 minute.
We get to 1 minute. We'll do one more category with Amy.
Here we go. Ready?
All right. Yep.
Oh, this is a tough one. I would be good at this one. Amy and Kim, list things found in outer space. Kim, you go first. Go.
An asteroid?
Yeah.
Stars?
Yep, you're good.
Planets?
Mm-hmm. Air?
Literally, what else is there?
I think it's the only thing not found in outer space. Although, you know what? I'm going to give it to her. The Webb telescope did find some water vapor in an exoplanet about 1,100 light years away that could have had air. We're going to keep going. We're going to keep going. Yep.
Okay, that was special.
Satellite.
Did you already say asteroids?
She did.
Dang it.
3, 2, 1.
Moon?
Oh, it's out right there. She got it. 3, you're going to... Come on, 2.
No, there's planets.
You're married
and
to me.
I know, and there's satellites. 1. And there's radars.
Oh, God, so close. I don't think there's... Guys, I don't think there are any radars.
I don't know. I was thinking of satellites in a different
there's
word
gonna be,
for...
I t-
we, by the way, we did come well up with the categories for these games,
yes.
And I still... get very flustered. Yeah. Amy,
well done.
Amazing.
Thank you so much. We're going to move on to our next contestant. Amy, we're going to call you if we're in town because I want to go watch the Savannah Bananas.
All right. That sounds good. We haven't been yet.
I think
that's one of those things that people from Savannah may look at like, oh, really? Yeah. You guys are coming in town to watch this baseball team, but I'm going to be one of those people.
Well,
it looks like fun, though.
It does. Yeah.
Well, thank you. You were our, by the way, Amy, you were our first guest and our first call-in show type format.
And you went 2-0.
Awesome.
Yes. So, woo! Well done. Thank you, Amy.
Thank you. Hey.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Our second guest is Rick from Toronto, Canada. Rick is a semi-retired environmental writer. He's a father of 3 and in the middle of selling his house, ooh, which I can't believe that he's taking the time to talk to us. In his words, things are mayhem. In his spare time, he enjoys not getting COVID, he tells us. Again, not getting COVID. As someone who has sold a house,
and had COVID,
they both suck. One of them is cleaner than the other one, and I bet it's your house.
Rick?
How are you?
Good, man.
Good,
how are you? Thanks for joining us.
I can't see. There he is.
There we are. Yeah, yeah. I feel like I know you guys. I really love your videos, and I even watched you on The Amazing Race, which I'd never watched before.
Oh, thank you, Rick. Well, welcome. Welcome, and thank you for playing this game with us.
Thank you. I'm not quite sure what's going on.
Right. That's the whole point.
Same.
I'm up for it. Okay.
First of all, heard you're selling your house, and that's crazy. I can't believe you're taking the time to talk to us because that's like the most insane time of anyone's life.
Well, no, getting ready to sell your house is insane.
Yeah.
Right now, it's 2 months of doing nothing except straightening the carpets and vacuuming every other day.
Right. And then just having to leave your house without prompting every once in a while, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. When my son is here, it costs me $15 every time because we have to go to Wendy's for a Baconator.
Ooh, but then it's a Baconator.
Now all I can think about is the Baconator.
Okay. So, Rick.
I've never had one, but he likes them.
They're delicious. Okay. So, Rick, we're playing a brand new game, and we have 4 different categories. The categories you're going to be playing with Penn today, we call Guess It. It's kind of like our version of karaoke fill in the blank. You're gonna get it.
And so you're gonna hear me sing a song, and then you're gonna hear me say the word blob, and you have to tell me what word is supposed to be where blob is.
Okay. And I'm gonna
How is your musical knowledge, Rick?
It ceased about 1988.
Oh crap.
Right. This is gonna be great.
So there might be some passes here. We're gonna see how this goes.
I told Anne-Marie that I was like near retirement.
Okay.
So she had some idea.
Well, no, this is going to be great because this is a game for all ages.
That's right.
So our house rules, how we play it, because you can do your own house rules. We play that you can skip, especially in this category. I'm going to start the timer. You guys are on a team.
We have 60
seconds. You have 60 seconds.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay, go.
Rick, I'm very nervous.
Go.
Okay. And I will always blob you. Yes. Okay. That's after 1988. So bye bye, Miss Blob. Bye.
American.
Yes. Oh my gosh, she's crushing it. I love it when you call me Blob. Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player. You're not going to get this. Pass.
Big Papa.
It's Big Papa. You better blob yourself in the music you own at the moment. You better never let it go. You better.
Let him try it.
You better immerse yourself in the music? No, it's
Lose Yourself?
Yes, Lose Yourself. Okay, pass.
Same thing, though, right?
Yeah, it, same thing. Same thing.
Yep. All right. I got blob in low places.
Friends.
Yes. 525,600 blob.
Inez.
Yes. Oh, he's a Broadway guy.
Time's up.
That was time. Dude, you did great.
You did great. You got four.
And you're a Broadway fan?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. So we have some Broadway in there, too. But Rick, thank you so much. I know this was super brief. You are our second official guest on this call-in format. I hope that like we do this again and we can have more of you when we can call in and get to know you a little better.
I would love that. And don't forget to do another Christmas movie this year.
Okay.
Oh, a Hallmark movie.
We're working on it. Yeah. We're working on it actively.
All right. Thank you so much. Great to meet you.
Nice to meet you. We're going to reach out to Eminem and tell him he should change it to You Better Immerse Yourself in the music. I like that almost better because you really should immerse yourself. That's what he was doing anyway.
That's what he was doing.
Yeah. Yes. Thanks, Rick.
Our next guests are a couple, Kirsten and David from Southern California. Kirsten and David are engaged and work in higher education. David is a PhD political science candidate.
Oh boy.
And teaches political science at a community college. They just got engaged this last August. Ooh. And are avid board game players.
Oh, hi.
Is this Kirsten and David?
Yes, it is.
What's up, guys?
How are you?
I'm very excited.
Well, no, we're so excited. Thank you so much for doing this. It's for emailing randomly and being willing to do. We don't actually even know what we're doing. So thank you for being our guinea pigs.
And very quickly, congratulations on your engagement. That's so exciting.
Thank you. Yeah.
So we went to Hawaii back in August. Ooh. And on the last night there, I proposed.
You had to wait till the last night? Last night?
The last possible moment.
I did, because everyone expected us to be engaged at the end of the trip and stuff like that. So I wanted, like, to people to just kind of give up and, like, okay. Because her birthday was right after we came back from Hawaii.
Okay.
So some people knew I was planning it. And so I just wanted to throw them off a little bit. So that's why we did it on the last night.
I would have been sweaty and nervous the entire trip.
I know.
And useless. Yeah. I can't believe you pulled that off.
I know. My armpits would have been sweating the whole time. Anyway, you guys, we are so excited you're here because you are helping us play our new game, Family Face Off. And we have four different categories. Mm-hmm. And the category we've chosen for you is a physical challenge. Okay.
Oh, okay.
This is a physical face-off. Okay. So I don't really know how this is going to go. I'm going to be real honest because we are going to do sort of a play-by-play.
Yep.
So we'll have you guys will actually be competing against each other in this case.
Right.
Okay.
And we may do a couple of these, but these like basically you guys, if we're going to watch you do this, you may have to stand up to do this. Okay. We have not planned this out at all. All right. I just pulled the first card off the top. I swear this was not planned. And I think we're going to do it anyway. We need to know which one of you can, by seeing you, can get into the lowest split.
That's going to be hard.
It's been a while. It's been a while since I've done ballet.
Oh, but she does ballet. What? Okay, David, I need to see you try too.
Flamenco dance.
She dances flamenco.
Oh, okay, David, I need to see you too. Okay.
So should Kirsten's we have David go first? No.
Yeah, well, they can do it at the same time. You have to point the computer down. God. They're standing up.
How are they going to point the computer down? This is going to be interesting.
They're going to make it work.
Oh, she is. Oh, that's great. Oh, look.
Sorry, because we just.
Where this is audio format. You're good. Okay, I'm seeing. Okay,
yes, we see the floor. We see a lovely carpet. David is in.
Oh,
what? Okay.
And she's down.
Hey, Kirsten,
you guys,
is your butt Kirsten. On the ground there?
No, she was full, both cheeks
I
on
was
the ground.
Full on. David is on it.
Yes.
Right? Kirsten just did a full split.
Okay, here goes David.
Here goes David. David, you've got a lot of work to do here.
Okay. Oh,
he's trying. He's lunging. You know what? That's not bad.
I think in our house that might win, David. But Kirsten, you won 3 points for your team. Okay.
Kirsten did a full split.
Okay. Should we do another one now that they're all stretched?
I haven't done that in like 10 years at least.
All right.
Are you in your kitchen?
No,
but it's like right across from us.
Okay. Because do you have access to many spoons?
I do.
Okay, so here's a physical. Our next physical face-off. Who can put the most spoons on their head without, or face, head or face, without them falling off?
Be back with spoons.
Be back. They're like, we did not sign up. Okay, ready?
All right, so got spoons. Okay,
yeah, yeah. And here we go. And
oh, she's going to go going hair.
Head. See, go diff- head.
Okay, here we
okay,
go.
David's going.
Nose is a high degree of difficulty.
Yeah. Oh, look at David's strategy, though. David has tilted his head back.
Yeah, but why
he's
do you
hanging
need to put
it from
it on your
nose? No, but look, he also has one on his head.
David's got three.
Okay, David's got three. Kirsten is struggling because she's putting them all straight on her head.
Right, she's not using her skin. David has, like, he's a man. He has oily,
strategy.
Men have oily skin.
But they're staying. They're staying.
I'm out.
And David's the winner! Need a screenshot of that.
You guys, thank you.
We're recording the whole thing. We're
yes. Well, oh my gosh. You guys, thank you for being our face-off guinea pigs here in this fun category. We loved meeting you, and you were like some of our first guests for this call-in format, so we hope that you guys will call back in if we have another one of these, and we'll have more time to get to know you.
Absolutely. We look forward to it. And she was actually a fan of yours for a while, and then because of you guys being on The Amazing Race, I was a huge Amazing Race fan, so she finally started watching it.
Congrats on your anniversary of winning.
Thank you.
I know, it's such a weird day, but
We miss it a little bit.
Yeah, it is. That was a fun experience. We really appreciate your time and taking your time out and emailing and being willing to do this. So thank you so much. I hope we get to talk to you again soon.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you guys very much. Have a great rest of your day.
Bye.
You too.
Bye.
Oh, I like them.
They're fun.
Yeah. Our next guest is Lisa from Southern Virginia. Lisa and her husband work at a small art-driven toy and puzzle company. Oh, they're going to be good at this.
Oh, man.
They met working at FAO Schwartz in New York City. They sound like a Hallmark movie.
Yes.
Like, did you hear that? So they left the big town having it all to move to Southern Virginia, to their hometown, to find love. Hang on, they were working as costume characters at FAO Schwartz in New York City.
Oh my gosh, this is a Hallmark movie.
Yeah, her family is big on games. Lisa and her brother are known to be very competitive, so they're like the Ross and Rachel of their family, I would guess. Can't wait to meet these guys. Lisa, we just kind of gave a quick bio to you, and we were reading it, and we were looking at each other. We're like, this sounds like one of our Hallmark movies.
This sounds like a Hallmark.
You were in New York having it all, and then you found
worked
love,
at a toy store,
and you moved to the hometown to do a toy and puzzle company.
So you're basically living a Hallmark movie.
Yeah, congratulations on that. Also,
fantastic. We do live in a log cabin, so
my gosh.
Do you really?
Just leaning in.
So tell me, as a toy and puzzle company owner, do you dabble in board games?
So we don't own it. It's we work for.
Oh, you work at a small. Okay, I see it now. Small art-driven toy. I'm sorry, toy and puzzle company. What's the name of the company?
Eboo, Eeboo.
Okay, very cool.
Well, yeah, thank you.
So we make a couple like board games for like kids, like from like 4 to 9-ish.
Okay. Very cool.
Very cool. Well, we are board game people to the point where we made one. And so we have reinvented this. Now it's a kind of like a fun family card game. And thank you for being our guinea pig here. It's a podcast, and yet we're trying to play a game. So thanks for rolling with us. Our game has four different categories. We're going to play either a mental face-off with you or a physical face-off. What do you think, Penn?
I think we could do one of each.
One of each?
Yeah.
Are you down?
Why don't you, you're the Monty Hall here, honey.
Am I?
Yeah, because I'm going, it's me versus Lisa and whatever is happening here, apparently.
Oh, okay. Well, this is going to be a struggle. I think this we're going to do a mental face-off. How this works is I'm just going to give you guys a category. You guys are going to go back and forth listing topics until one of you falters. There's no time limit on this one, but until there's like a 3-second pause and I go,
you've lost.
You've lost. This one's going to be tough for you.
One loses. Is what
okay.
I meant to say.
Here's our category. Ready, Lisa? List reality TV shows.
Oh, crap.
They're both covering their face.
I don't watch. Well, not like
okay,
you.
Lisa's our guest, so you go first.
Okay.
The Amazing Race.
Well, crap, that was mine. That was my one. Okay, what was the one on last night? The real Love Boat looks incredibly interesting. I'm going to go with the Real Love Boat.
The Bachelor.
I mean, they might be in trouble. I feel like she's been slow playing. But Survivor.
Three.
The Bachelorette.
Okay.
Okay, Ben. Three. Does
American Idol count?
Yes.
Okay, American Idol.
Oh, fantastic. The Voice.
Oh, the Swan. Do you remember the Swan? It was the worst show. You guys, it was the worst show ever. It was women who got plastic surgery so that they could be happy. It was like the first one on Fox, and I'll never forget it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lisa.
America's Got Talent.
Yes.
Okay.
Three, two.
America's Got Talent, England.
No.
Europe.
No.
Are you serious?
No, that you can't do the same show but a different continent.
You wouldn't have given it to her?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you maybe said Britain's Got Talent.
That's what I meant. That's the one I meant.
Yeah, because America's Got Talent in Spain.
I was thinking about the one with the lady who sang the Les Mis song.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Wait, so I lost?
Yes, honey.
And I was just on a reality show?
Yes, you were.
Lisa slow played me there.
Yes. Okay, should we try a physical face-off with Lisa, or do you want to do another mental face-off?
You're doing a great job with this, hon.
Okay, you know what we could do, and this is when we throw different ages, because like we want this to be accessible for all different ages. Here's an easy physical face-off. We're going to do rock, paper, scissors. Best
out of
three.
Okay.
Penn versus Lisa.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
We'll see with the Zoom delay if this works. Ready?
Is it one, two, three, shoot? Or is it
rock,
one,
paper,
two?
Scissors, shoot?
Got that? So shoot is when you reveal. And do it really slow.
Okay. Ready? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
She just beat me.
Paper.
Okay.
Lisa goes paper. Penn went rock. Okay. Ready? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
I got her.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, here we go. We're trying. Okay, you guys call rock, paper, scissors,
shoot. Well, we should go slower. Okay, ready? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Lisa wins. She goes paper. He goes rock. Yes.
Lisa figured out my strategy.
Okay, so here's what you need to know about men. They will always go rock.
Good old rock. Nothing beats that.
Always go rock.
That's my favorite Bart Simpson's quote. It's in Lisa's head, and Lisa goes, poor predictable Bart, always chooses rock. And then in Bart's head, it's good old rock. Nothing beats that.
There are other, we will move on and let you go here, Lisa, but just know the next one was going to be hold a card between your lips and nose the longest while trying to recite the alphabet. Who can get to Z the fastest? The other physical face-off was placing a tissue or a card on your head, run to the other side of the room and back the quickest without losing it. No hands allowed. Plank with one arm and who could stay up the longest.
See, I feel like Lisa would be sneaky good at that.
Yeah, who Lisa's can stand one on one leg like a flamingo the longest. Like I would, that's the problem with that category, is I would stay there all day.
Yeah.
Who can untie shoes, take them off, put them back on and tie them the fastest. So there were lots of other options. Lisa, thank you so much.
Thank you. That was very fun.
Wow.
Enjoy your log cabin as the leaves begin to change and you and your husband
decorate
cookies in front of the fireplace. And then there's a man who lives next door who turns out to be Santa Claus.
Yes. And, 100%.
Right. All these things are going to happen to you if you live in a Hallmark town.
Okay. Nice to meet you, Lisa.
Thanks. You too.
That was fun.
That was super fun. And finally, Anne from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Anne has been married for 18 years and has three wonderful kids, aged 16, 13, and 11. Her family is very into football, playing cards, and board games. And she, I've heard, is a hoot.
That's the word, hoot?
Hoot.
Okay, let's find out.
Hello?
Anne.
Anne?
Hi.
Oh, Anne. We have, like, our screener, Anne Marie, has a kindred kinship with you and has saved you for last because she has described you in the highest compliment. She has described you as a hoot.
Oh my goodness. I have a lot to live up for. Well, let me get my video going here.
Okay.
So you can actually see me. There we are.
You're calling in from your car.
You are running an errand,
aren't
you?
You are running errands. What are you up to?
Actually, I'm at a women's leadership conference, and so I was not expecting this at all. So it's like I have no earbuds. I have no place quiet to go. So you get me in the car.
Oh, listen, I love it.
You sound great. Are you running the leadership conference? Are they going to wonder where you've gone?
No, for this one, I'm not. I usually am like one of the speakers, but this one I get to sit back and relax and just enjoy the people around me. So hopefully they won't notice.
Okay. Well, Anne.
So here's the thing.
We're going to do Guess It.
Yes. Okay. We were going to have you. I just want to start by saying we were going to have you do Find It. This is our board game, Family Face Off. And there's four categories. Find It, you guys, is a lot of fun. You have to run around your house and identify things that either like start with the letter F or that your husband wishes you would use more. Or it's very fun. But you're in a car. So we're not going to make
you do that.
Instead, we're going to do my favorite category, which is called Guess It. It's like karaoke. I'm going to sing a song, and I'm going to say the word blob. And when I say the word blob, that means you'd have to tell me what blob equals.
You're filling in the blank.
For example, like Whitney Houston, I will always blob you. You just yell out love. Exactly.
Yes. Okay. And you have 60 seconds. You guys are on a team here. You're trying to get as many points as possible. Yes. 1 point per guess. Okay, you ready?
Oh my gosh, I'm so nervous. I want to do well for Anne because I really like her.
Okay, let's go.
I'm a numbers person. I don't do music, so this should be great.
Perfect.
Hang on, just real quick. What's your favorite band? Let's get a baseline. Who do you like to listen to?
Imagine Dragons.
Okay. Perfect. You and my 12-year-old son.
you guys can hang out.
They're great. They're great. Ready? And ready? 3, 2, 1.
Put the blob in the coconut.
Put the straw.
Oh my eye! My eye! I got it in my eye.
The lime.
Yes, lime. Very good. Okay. You got a blob for your right to blob.
You got to fight.
Yes, for your right to
party.
Yes,
that's right.
Okay, man, I feel like a blob. Beep beep beepity doo dip dip. I'm going.
Love it.
Yes.
That's a tough one. Hanging blank. Hanging blank.
Stop.
Yes. Oh my gosh, she's crushing this. At blob, I was afraid. I was blob.
At first, yeah. I was afraid. I was petrified.
Oh, say, can you see by the blob early light?
Dawn.
Oh, God, please let me. Okay, good. What is this? Blob it go. Oh, blob it go. Blob it go.
Okay, you're all done.
Oh, you're all done. You're all done.
She got the last one, though. She ducked in with the delay.
Oh, did you hear our timer there? That was Penn going, and you're all done.
Listen, I want to go back and count, but we've had several guests, and I think you may have been our top performer.
Well done, Anne.
You were fantastic. For someone who doesn't listen to music, you got all of them.
And I've been so nervous. This is stressful.
Oh, we didn't mean to stress you out.
But in a fun way.
But in a fun kind of stress.
Isn't fun stress the best? I mean, this should not make you nervous. You are the mother of three children, one of which is now, I think, old enough to drive a car. I don't know how you do it. Our daughter is currently, our daughter is currently in the learner's permit stage. And oh my gosh.
Yes, no, that stress is definitely way more than this ever was.
Yes. Well, Anne, thank you so much for joining us and being our Family Face Off guinea pig here. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me. This has been a blast.
Oh, you're awesome.
Okay, good luck learning how to be a good leader. Tell us what you learned.
Tell us what you learned because we're terrible.
Exactly.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so Kim. That was fun. I want to do this every single week. I just want to have our favorite people on to talk about this.
That was so much fun. It is hard to play. We keep calling it a board game. It's a card game. It's hard to play that via Zoom when half of the group does not have the game.
Yeah.
But I think we did it well. There is a category we didn't get to. It is kind called Find It, which is kind of this fast-paced scavenger hunt.
It is our son's favorite category.
It is our son's favorite category. Our house rules are this. You have to run and touch the item, and if you are able to carry it, it has to be carried to our location, and it just makes it infinitely harder. If I were playing with small kids or somebody with accessibility issues, I would just have them point to it or name it, but they have to actually physically see it.
There are a lot of options. We could do the carry it to the table. That way you can hear me say it when I find it.
Yeah. Do you want to do this? Now, we are upstairs in our attic right now. Yep. So we are limited to what the categories.
Okay. I got a lot of crap up here, honey.
This is rapid fire. So the first thing is, well, let's do it.
Yeah.
Ready? I'm starting the timer. Here we go. Find something you can put in the sink. He's running around. He's running around. He had his dishes here, but he cleared his dishes. Scissors if you use them to cut bacon. Yeah. Okay, find something that smells bad. Oh, that should be easy. He's
antibacterial soap.
That does not smell bad.
I don't like the way this smells.
Antibacterial. Yeah. Okay, he's got two so far. Something that is the color purple.
Lola's art. Lola has a painting.
He's bringing this painting over the table. Montana. Something that's loud.
This drum set.
Drum set. Okay. Drum set. We have 20 seconds. Okay. Something made of glass. Oh, gosh. This is
window.
Okay. Window. Touch the window. Okay. He's knocking on the window. Something your partner / parent wished you used more. Oh, gosh. He's running around the room. He's running.
A chip clip.
Bring it to the table. Okay. Something. Oh, God. Sorry. You can write with.
Bring
it to the table. Oh, he threw it at me. Something you should not put in your mouth. Oh, time's up. Okay,
were taking a little time in between categories.
Honey, I was trying to add your points. I was trying to look down, and I'm trying to talk into the microphone.
Well, you did great.
You did great, honey.
Yes. Did I get the X-Acto knife in time?
You did not get the X-Acto knife in time, but he was like about to
throw a knife
at me. So you guys, so that is a category in which your team can get a lot of points because each one of those is a point. So that's why in our family, we make it a little harder. Yeah. Like you actually have to physically bring it to the table if possible, but like the window, you can't.
And also it's good to have four people playing this game because you would not want to be reading the categories and also manning the timer and keeping score. I didn't realize you had to do all of that.
Well, no, you don't have to keep score. I was just using the app is free and you can keep score on the app. So I was trying it out.
Okay.
But I think reading and keeping score, that's just a little hard, but we could have kept score afterwards.
I didn't realize you were doing both. That's why I got a little testy why.
So we are very competitive.
So
people.
You would have done the same thing to me.
We are very
because
competitive
we are
people.
Both incredibly
competitive. So did we cover every category?
We did all but one. That we're not going to do Act It because Act It's charades. So Act It is for a podcast, not great, but Act It can be a lot of fun, especially our daughter absolutely loves Act
It. And crushes it. How about I read out some of the categories?
Sure. So, also, Kim's amazing at this.
Well, I'm really good at this. This is where I shine, but they are very accessible to everybody. So you're doing as many as you can in a minute. Playing a video game, filming a video.
Yep.
Cooking.
Yep.
Playing hopscotch. Saying goodbye. Stubbing your toe. Petting a dog. That one was tricky. So petting a dog. By the way, Penn's on Zoom, and so he's acting all this out. You can't. And you just pet me. I said petting a dog, and then you just rubbed my head. Yeah, and then he was like rubbing my head for petting a dog.
Well, I think people would realize I'm not petting.
So petting a dog person. Is kind of tricky because you're petting, and then if you don't have a dog
what
to
about
point
it?
To.
I would never do this to a human. What about like behind the ears? You just do like a behind the ears.
It's weird. anyway, you guys, I hope you love this game. Okay. I hope you love this game. Our family it's been in our family for years, a version of this, and it's kind of our go-to after dinner around the table, and it's been fun. Like our kids have had friends over, we've played it, so I'm so excited but also nervous.
Yeah, can we take a second? I want to ask you about how you feel, because for me, everyone who came on this phone call or Zoom meeting said that they were nervous. I'm nervous because this not only was this something that we got to show to you, this game has been tested. I've never been an active part of the testing of this game, and I was hoping that people would enjoy it and that I would enjoy it. Mm-hmm. How do you feel after what just happened?
Oh, I know. I love it. I hope that people had fun. I don't think Kirsten and David, we were like, do a split. And they were like, we just moved into our house. We don't have room in our house.
But
then they did it.
Yeah.
So I don't know what if we properly warned them for those sorts of challenges.
Sure.
But I think it went well.
No, I do too. I genuinely believe that there's enough variety in this game to keep people interested from all different types of neurodiversity, if you know what I mean. I really do believe that the way that we tried to nuance the rules, I know that sounds like a little bit crazy, but I always look at games and wish that their rules had a little more nuance to them so that we could cater them to either our level of difficulty or to how long we wanted to play it. And so that's one of the things that I'm the most excited about. We didn't really have to do that much with these folks because they were
adults.
They were adults. But I do think that this game will be great for children as well.
Mm-hmm.
And just having opened it up and seen it for the first time about 24 hours ago when our final shipment came in, I'm thrilled with the new size and portability of the game. Not to like be too advertisement-y, but in case you guys are wondering, these are all the things that you have to think about when you come up with an idea that isn't a video or a song. It's an actual thing. And for us, that's a new experience.
Yeah. By the way, I think that the act of creating and launching something is very nerve-wracking, but I'm really excited. And so I will say Anne-Marie, who did a great job answering everybody's emails. And if you did email in and we did not get to you, she has your emails. And
we're going to do more of these.
I think we should do, I mean, not just gameplay.
No, of course.
Do like, I think a call-in, like if you guys had a question and we could do a call-in show, because the only thing I did not like about this is I did not like that I didn't get enough time with
for
these
each
friends. Because I feel like, I don't know. Like, I feel like I know these people and I feel like I wanted to hang out a little bit longer and
there was a lot to unpack with Lisa. We were just scratching the surface. We were just
Log Cabin Lisa,
the
man.
Outer edge of the onion that is Log Cabin Lisa. She like midway through, she was going to be like, oh, and I'm a NASCAR racer.
Yes.
Like, something like that.
And
was
like I train beluga whales.
Exactly.
So can you train a beluga whale?
You can do anything you want to, honey. I believe in you. If you can dream it, you can do it.
No, that's the thing about like I actually can't do it. Like I cannot. Like people say that there's a limit to what you can
do. Let's talk about this. Whales are very intelligent.
Yeah,
they're like dolphins. Mm-hmm. There's an infrastructure issue. In order to train a beluga whale, you would need something to positively reinforce them with, which I'm afraid would be like
a person,
a human head.
Exactly.
Or a very large piece of meat. So it's easier to train a dolphin that you can just give little sardines to.
Well, but also like larger scale, and I know this has nothing to do with our game. People say you could do anything you could put your mind to. That's actually not true. Because if I said
you
like
can do
I,
six things.
You could do like eight things maybe in your life. Because if I want to run a 6-minute mile. Physically, I could train every day. And I did when
you're
we were
get an email by someone who's going to train you to run a 6-minute mile.
No. When we were training to do that half Ironman, I was in incredible shape. And I would ride my bike like 50 miles and then do mile loop, like 3 or 4 mile, like sprints around the track. And the fastest mile I ever got was like 7 minutes and 58 seconds. And
your gift is you could probably do that seven.
But
times
I did it like
row.
5 times. Yeah. And then you take like a 5-minute break, then you do it again. But that is the fastest I could go. So like you actually can't do everything.
I can't throw a football over those mountains like Uncle Rico from
name that movie. But,
I don't know that. I still think it's okay to say that to people, like that you can do anything.
But I feel weird. I mean, this has nothing to do with our game. But like, I do feel weird saying to our kids, "You can do anything you can put your mind to." That's actually not true.
You know what? I'm starting to agree with you.
Like Lola was really, really into gymnastics, and she, bless her heart, she was in second grade and 5'10".
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
And so that was like when the Simone Biles, like when she was like in her first Olympics.
Lola was like, oh, wow, she's great. How tall is she? We were like 2.5 feet tall.
Yes. And there was like a cardboard cutout of Simone Biles' actual size at Lola's gymnastics place. And sweet Lola in second grade was 2 feet taller than her.
I think I walked over it without having to stand on my tiptoes.
Like, so that's what I'm like. Even if my daughter had been born with Simone Biles, like, natural gift and ability, which nobody is because she's like the greatest of all time.
She's a freak. In the best possible way.
Yeah, not, but like somebody who's 5'10 physically can't do everything. Anyway, so that has nothing to do with our game.
But thank you again. A reminder to check the game out in the show notes or at familyfaceoff.com, which we were able to procure.
You guys, it was a thing. We're not teaching. So our friend who just was at a business seminar.
Oh, you're talking about Anne.
Anne from Milwaukee, who is usually in business seminars. She could have taught us a few things like get a website.
do that first before producing the game. Anyway.
We actually have familyshowdown.com.
For no reason. Maybe we could sell it.
Out of spite.
That would be fun.
And honestly, the people, here's the thing.
They're all very nice.
The people that have, they don't even have Family Showdown. They have something adjacent to it, but they're like a big, huge conglomerate gaming company. Yeah. And they said to us, your name is too similar than the one we want to trademark, even though we got it first.
They didn't say that. Their lawyers said it, and it comes down to lawyers, and we don't have a lot of time and or resources for that. So I love the name Family Face Off. It alliterates, and I'm a big fan of alliteration. Please check it out. Thank you for spending this time to play the game with us. I'm going to say goodbye with those inspirational words that we just heard from Kim, and I want you to have this as your daily affirmation. You can do 8 things.
You actually can't do everything.
You can do 8 things.
Sorry. No, but you listening could do everything.
But you can definitely do 8 things. Have a great day.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.